Hi, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Bring Out Your Best. My name is Barbara Burgess, and I'm so delighted to have you join us today. We are talking about a very fun topic. We are talking about how to get ahead in your career by being a bitch. May seem a little contradictory, maybe it appeals to you, maybe it repulses you, but we're going to explore what that means and what the possibilities are. But before we dig in too deeply, we have to talk about what does it mean to be a bitch? The term is thrown around a lot, but it has a lot of possible connotations to it. So in my career in personal development, I've had the opportunity to be a bitch in many situations. And I want to talk about the distinctions that I've learned through the right curriculum and training that are really key and important. And especially if you're a woman or a woman leader or a woman in leadership development, this is information that's really key for you to get ahead in your career and also to understand what that fine line is and why it matters to you, because we all want to skyrocket in our career, but if we don't understand the distinctions, it can be kind of tricky, and especially as women, of knowing how to navigate this in different environments, whether it's entrepreneurial or corporate environments, it's really important. And I will say to our men tuning in, this is relevant for you too. Believe it or not, you have an inner bitch within you, and it's important for you to have a good relationship with that sense of yourself and to be able to use it towards positive ends. So let's talk about being a bitch. First of all, we want to make a distinction. There are good bitches and bad bitches. Again, I don't care if you're a man or a woman. The bad bitch you may recognize, I'm sure you've met a few of them. They have many flavors and many names, but the bad bitch is the one that sits and complains all the time. They are just complaining about whatever is going on in their life, and they are in the bitching about whatever they're unhappy with. This is not the kind of bitch we would like to model or become, and we'll make some distinctions about this in a minute, but really what happens with this kind of bitch is you're stuck in drama. So you're complaining about something, but you're truly a victim to your life. You're always stuck in the drama triangle because you're moving around and around. You're either a victim, you're a persecutor, you're trying to rescue somebody, but you're not being responsible about who you are and what you want and how to get it. You just want to be stuck, whether you admit it or not, and so you're glad to sit around and bitch. And how to know if you're sort of this kind of bad bitch? You know, do you notice your friends kind of inching back? Are they trying to, you know, change the topic? When you're talking to them, are they really quiet and you're the one talking the whole time? Chances are you're not being a great bitch. Again, there are all other kinds of bitches as well that we don't want to emulate. So we have, for example, the rescuer bitch who also can fall into the martyr bitch category. And this one you want to pay attention to because it looks really good. Oh, I'm helping that poor person. Oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But implied in that is a poor me, the world's out to get me, I'm suffering. Aren't I great about this? This is also not the kind of bitch we want to emulate. I could go on and on. By the way, in our women's leadership training and curriculum, we have many bitches that we talk about that we don't want to emulate. I don't have time to go into all of those now, but hopefully your mind has gotten thinking about some of those kinds of bitches that you don't want to be. So when we're talking about how to get in your head in your career by being a bitch, those aren't the bitches we're talking about. So what we want you to do is we want you to really be a bitch for something, and we're going to be talking about this kind of key distinction. But we're talking about the kind of bitch that's willing to get shit done despite the fact that people don't like her, they're not happy with her choices, they aren't thrilled that they're being pushed beyond expectations that they had before, but she's going out of her comfort zone because she's got a job to do, she's got a big mission in the world, or he, and they're going to make it happen. And yeah, you don't like it, but tough, because they've got a bigger thing they're going about. So that's the kind of bitch that we're talking about today. So now we kind of understand what these different kind of bitches are, but, you know, what does that possibly look like, and how do we learn more about that? So people will often ask, you know, well, can you really get away with being a bitch in the office? Yes, many successful leaders do this. And again, we have to make the distinctions about what that means. We're going to talk a little bit. I'm going to transition. I'm going to give you three kind of key areas to focus if you really want to be successful at being a bitch in the workplace and about getting ahead at the workplace. So the first thing, and I referenced it a little bit, is to be an effective bitch, to be a bitch that gets things done, you have to have a bigger why for yourself. What's the bigger mission that you have? What is the bigger aim that you're about? If you don't have one, that's probably good information that you're actually not being a bitch for purpose, for good ends. You're being that other kind of bitch. You might be in victimhood. Again, you might be just complaining. That's not what we're talking about. So the question is, what do you want to accomplish? What's the big aim you're trying to get at? At corporations, often it's about your department's goals, your company's goals. There is something that you're trying to achieve, and so you're using that sort of bitchiness to move forward, to get some project happening, to get a team aligned. So you have a bigger why in mind. So that's the first key thing you want to think about when it comes to being a bitch. What is your why? What's the bigger thing you're moving towards? If you don't have one, step back, rethink, what could that be for you? And that's an easy exercise you can do with yourself. Then the second thing that's really important if you're going to be an effective bitch where you are on your job is really increasing your self-awareness. And I say this for two key reasons. One is we don't know often, am I being a bitch on purpose? Am I being in rapport? Am I moving things ahead? Or am I just difficult to be around? And that's why I'm being called a bitch, right? So people are using the word, but they don't mean, wow, she's setting high expectations for me, and I'm nervous about that. No, they mean that you're massively unpleasant to be around. Again, sometimes we're going to be massively unpleasant, but the question is, how strong is my self-awareness? Do I know, am I in touch with my feelings? Do I have a sense for who I am and who's in my skin and the other person across from me? So am I in that place of self-awareness so that I know who I am, how potent I am, and who you are? And so that drives a very different distinction. If I know who I am, then I can answer some simple questions. So, for example, people often ask, well, what do you do when you're criticized for being a bitch? I say it depends. And again, this is where the self-awareness comes in. So if somebody says, listen, you're just being a bitch, and they may never even say that to your face. You may hear it third hand or you never hear it or it gets implied. So you have to step back and ask yourself, did I undermine somebody? Did I, you know, do something that actually is out of line with my integrity and my authenticity? When I notice my feelings, do I have something that's unfinished with this person? So, yes, I'm driving my agenda, but I'm also taking them down while I'm doing it on purpose. You know, so that self-awareness really helps us make those distinctions. And then your response to somebody criticizing you for being a bitch, you know, can be valid. Let's say that you have undermined them. And you kind of go inside and you check it out and you know that you haven't been in integrity with who you are, you know your best answer? Sorry, you're right. I was being a bitch and not the good kind. And I apologize and this is what was going on for me and this is what I'm trying to get done and, you know, I goofed. So if that's what the criticism's coming about and you truly have a good sense of self-awareness, then you can make that discernment. If, on the other hand, you know, your employees or whomever is calling you a bitch because all of a sudden you really have set really dynamic expectations for the area, your department, your division, the business, and you're driving towards those, and you're putting people outside their comfort zone to bring out themselves in ways they didn't think possible, then let them talk. You know, you can confront it directly if it's actually damaging to your team and say, listen, you know, I expect you to blah, 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 or you can just let them be with it. Because the reality is the people who want to develop themselves, who want to move ahead, they recognize the difference. They know if it's somebody that has their best interest at heart, that's on their side, that's pushing them, helping them develop, in which case, difficult or not, you're going to get the right people following you. You're going to get the right people riding on your coattails because they respect you. They may not always like you, but they respect you. And so in that perspective, there's not a lot of apologies to make. You know, the people that aren't willing to do that, that aren't willing to align with you, to go for something bigger, they may not end up working at your organization by their choice or by your choice, and that's okay too. And I think related to this inner awareness, one thing that's really critical for us as a leader, man or woman, is to be able to notice those feelings, because oftentimes what happens is it just hurts. You know, and especially as you develop your leadership more, it hurts to have people not like you, and yet you know, a lot of times you have to do things in your position and in your role that people won't like. So in stepping back, are you willing to not be liked? And again, not because you're railroading people, because you're doing something that's out of integrity, because you're doing something, you know, that lacks, you know, goodness in it. But if you're doing things for a good purpose with your best authenticity and integrity in it, and by the way, people aren't liking you in the meantime, that's the way it's going to happen. And your job as a leader is to not fix them, make them like you. In fact, that causes really poor management and poor leadership. Your job is to identify your hurt and just inside yourself to say, oh, that hurts. We all want people to like us, no matter what, no matter how cranky we may appear on the outside. We want people to like us. But can I, in those moments, soothe myself on the inside and say, oh, that hurts? And do I have allies? Do I have people around me that I can call and say, you know, I had a tough day. I completely want my team to like me. Right now, they're not. I know I'm doing the right thing, you know, but it just hurts and it's tough. You know, and to have those kind of people in your life, you're going to keep developing yourself and, I'll say, a posse of bitches towards good end and towards good positive outcomes. And I think the last thing is, if you really want to be an effective bitch, is you really have to exercise your muscle of assertion. In our training and curriculum, we teach a lot about personal power. And we talk about both the masculine attributes of power and the feminine attributes of power. And we're not talking man and woman. We're just talking sort of the attributes. The male sort of assertion, I can go for it, I can claim what I need. And the female attraction, way of being, how I go about it, the quality, the collaboration, those things. So both of those values are important, and we need to develop them. We aren't inherently born with a great repertoire of tools. You know, even the most social and emotional intelligent person needs to practice. And so in this level of becoming a bitch, you need to work on your personal power. You know, and that may look different for you. You may be somebody who's a bit overpowering. Maybe you ramrod through things, and that works in certain situations, but it doesn't work in all situations, and you need to work on your collaboration a little bit more. If you're someone who wasn't trained to assert yourself, to go for what you want, to go for what matters for you, then you're really going to have to practice. And that's the way it happens. It's not by accident. It's not despite, you know, public opinion. It's not that all of a sudden we're born amazing assertive leaders or not. Some people have more assertion because of their upbringing or not. But the exciting news is that we can all develop these skills. We can all, I think of it like a tool belt. I love going to the hardware store, and you think about all the tools that you have in your tool belt. You want a variety of them. You want to be able to pull out the collaboration when it's needed. You want to be able to pull out the assertion when it's needed. You know, you want to have these tools available to you so that you can be as effective as possible, so that you can use your bitchiness towards a great outcome for your family, for your relationship, for your company, for the world. And so when we look at that, we have to remember that those tools just don't come about us naturally. We need to practice with them. Again, in our training and curriculum, we break it down into these small assignments that are very doable. So if you are working on your personal power and you're working on trying to improve the ways that you tap your personal power, we would break it down into weekly assignments. So 1 week you might work on just naming what you like. 1 week you might work on naming what you dislike. 1 week you work on agreeing with people. 1 week disagreeing with people. 1 week complimenting people. 1 week criticizing people. Again, these are all tools available to us, but you need to break them down into those minute assignments so that you can better prepare yourself, and so that when you're in those different situations, you know what to pull out of your tool belt. You're ready to go. So just to recap and step back again, do you want to be a bitch? Absolutely. But you want to be the right kind of bitch. You don't want to be a drama bitch. You don't want to be a complaining bitch. You don't want to be a victim-y bitch. You want to be a bitch who's about something bigger. And that was the first thing we mentioned. You want to have a bigger why, something towards which you're heading. So you want to make sure that in your bitchiness, it's getting you somewhere. The second thing we talked about was your self-awareness. So you need to be aware of yourself so that you can make the distinctions about what kind of bitch you're being, and also so that just even in those moment-to-moment interactions, you can discern whether, you know, there's some adjustment you need to make, or whether just it's a matter of noticing your feelings, noticing where you're getting hurt on a day-to-day basis, and reaching out to other people to help you. And then lastly, to really develop your assertion, your personal power, so that you have the tools available to you at any moment to get ahead. And these are all the critical skills we need in order to be a bitch to get ahead in our careers. And I just want to mention one other thing. Oh, by the way, the nice bonus, the nice to have, is that if you develop these tools and you work on these three key skills, they won't just help in your career. They will help in your relationships. Are you dating? Do you want to attract somebody who matches you? Tap your inner bitch. You know, if you're on a date, you don't have to be all fake and all nice. You could actually be real and authentic. Will you tick some people off? Yeah. And, oh, by the way, you'll probably attract somebody more genuine and more authentic in it. In your family, I have two young kids. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. Sometimes I need to pull out that bitch belt. And again, it's on that expectation. It's on setting the expectation for the family and making sure that we have what we need to be a high-functioning team as a family. So the exciting thing about is if you can work on these skills about how to be a bitch and get ahead in your career, they naturally flow over to all areas of your life. They'll help you in your relationships, in your marriage. They'll help you with your family. They'll help you just out in the world meeting people. And if you've got a bigger cause that you're about, guess what? That's how it's going to get done. So you're working on a hunger project. You're working on empowering women. You're working on something that really matters to you in the world. You need this aspect available in order to get there. So again, being a bitch, does it matter? Yes. Can you do it? Yes. There are three important skills to do that, and they're all learnable. So I hope that as you go about your week this week, you will look for your inner bitchiness, that you'll make a distinction between whether it's a good bitch or a bad bitch, and that you'll practice in these skills that we've talked about. We are going to be providing other tools and resources for you, so keep checking back here on the website to see what that is. And also follow us on our Blog Talk radio channels. We'd love to have you participating with us. We'd love to have you call in for one of our call-in shows or just to share more of different topics that you've liked.